Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to our eighth session of Ascending Masters. We are delighted to have everyone with us. Melina?
Hi, everybody. We are happy to be back. And before we get started, I wanted to just say thank you to all of you who sent positive thoughts, prayers, and well wishes while I was under the weather. And I'm doing much better now, so thank you very much.
Well, very good. So if everybody wants to take a deep breath, we'll start with a centering meditation. Breathe in light and exhale love. Breathe in love and exhale light. Be present in this moment, centered, aware, and present. Be aware of yourself standing at the gates of our cosmic light temple. Many other members of the council have gathered here also, waiting to enter. Until everyone has arrived. There are many conversations taking place. Everyone is excited to be able to communicate in this casual environment. Take a deep breath and enjoy the conversation that you are participating in. Feel yourself energetically coming into unity with all of the council members. Another deep breath. Now that everyone has arrived, the gates open, and we can see the brilliant light streaming from within this magnificent temple. We all proceed to enter our temple of light and take our seats. Anrata moves forward to take center stage and calls our meeting to begin. Take a deep breath and let us begin. To begin with, today we have a couple of announcements. So we'll get that out of the way and then we'll start. Because of the nature and the extensiveness and energetics that are activated, we have decided that the remaining sessions will be scheduled in 3-week intervals. Time is needed to review, study, and integrate the depth of each session. So the next sessions are scheduled as follows. Sunday, July 16th. Sunday, August 6th. Sunday, August 27th. And Sunday, September the 12th. So our webmaster will put those on your calendar so you have access to them. The next announcement is, and I really hate doing this, there will not be a light conference this year. First of all, we have to be flexible. John's health is not the best in the West, as you all know. And he cannot travel, so therefore we can't have a live conference, which we all would love to have, because he can't travel and I cannot leave him alone. So I'm his primary caregiver right now. At any rate, that's the first thing that I needed to tell you, is to just keep you up to date of what's going on in our world. The other main reason we're not going to have a conference in 2023 is we cannot put the types of sessions that we are currently doing in 3 days in a row and comprehend the breadth and depth of each one, because we can't. When you went back and reviewed any of these conferences, you realized just how extensive each one really was. And many of you had no recollection of what was said in a lot of those conferences. Secondly, we can't have three concurrent days of these types of sessions without damaging our physical body and its precious neurology. The content, as well as the light energies that we are asked to upgrade, would put our present system at risk. I know that many of you are very disappointed to hear this, but as these sessions proceed, you will fully understand what we are saying. Hopefully, in 2024, things will be such that we can have a conference of some sort. So that is yet to be determined. And again, we must all stay flexible in these times of change. Milena, I'm going to turn this over to you now, and you can begin talking about the history of our chakra system.
Okay. All right. So welcome, everyone. So since we are working with our chakra system, and we have been bringing our personal colors and sound codes into those, I thought it would be helpful. I found it interesting to just kind of look back and get have a little bit of information about the history on the chakras. So the first known text to mention chakras was about 2,700 years ago. The origins and histories of the chakras is ancient, it's complex, and it has spanned thousands of years. And it began as an oral transmission, as so many of these ancient practices have. But today it's been transformed from a mantra and visualization-based meditation technique to the modern chakra system that we know of today. And this does differ greatly from the traditional Hindu chakra practices and customs. So how many of you knew that the rainbow colors that we have been associating with each of these chakras was only invented in 1977? I was shocked. The original chakra system had no connection to the rainbow colors. In fact, they used no colors at all. So how many of you, like myself, again, who were taught those colors, believe they had always been associated with the chakras? So, and most of us never even questioned it. It's what I was taught. That's what I went with, right? So that now brings us to the place where we know a belief is not necessarily true. So as our consciousness changes with all of these energetics and upgrade, you'll probably find that some of our long-held beliefs may be challenged. And it's just part of this process of learning about who we are and having our own sovereignty, you know, within ourselves. So we just need to be flexible as we move forward. because as we do increase these vibrational fields and our consciousness expands, we are being guided to move into a state of having that sovereignty with flexibility. So nothing is written in stone. So always just be prepared for new information to arise as our consciousness can really accept it and understand it.
Okay. As Milena has said, our beliefs change as our consciousness changes. When we are talking about frequencies and states of being, we can only grasp what we are capable of from the state of consciousness that we possess at a present time. We are being pushed to see what's outside of the status quo of what has always been. The other piece of this is that we are being given the opportunity to establish our soul essence within our physicality in a way that has never been possible previously. That's a pretty important statement. We are truly alchemizing the body because we have the tools specific to each of us to change the frequencies of our body. This applies to us individually because each person's primary color code changes the specifics of our body and frequency. It is something that cannot be done if you are using mass consciousness colors and frequency sounds. This is unique to your soul. Always question what lies in the subconscious and the unconscious. There is a knowingness in that questioning that will arrive. You don't know what you don't know. We are beginning to make what is unconscious become conscious now through these frequencies. This is your frequency. You have always had these frequencies, but you were unaware of it. We weren't capable of utilizing these frequencies because we didn't know about them. First, we must establish this awareness in our bodies and fields. We are now integrating, interweaving, and upgrading all that we have learned in the last 10 years. We are the prototype for the new human species. As we evolve, so does the Earth. When you bring your prime color and codes into the first three chakras, these chakras are brought into another octave and frequency. They can be permanently unified within the heart chakra of the first triad. An octave is a huge shift in frequency. To put it in perspective, look at what an octave is, say on a piano. There are eight main notes that include tones, flats, and sharps. That is an extensive frequency of notes. It is the same with activating our light frequencies and consciousness to a whole nother octave. These next sessions will be a constant refining and upgrading, refining, upgrading, and refining and upgrading. We must now begin to make a distinction within our field. It's part of all this that we're talking about. Even though all of our energetics work together, there is a significant difference between ascending and transcending. Ascending is what we're doing. We're on this path. We're starting at the bottom and we're working our way up. When we reach a certain point on this path, then it begins to transmute and we begin to transcend the present state of consciousness. We're in this place now. The difference is we're doing both at one time. Now let's talk about specific upgrades that we are about to make and how they affect our whole body system, physically as well as energetically, and how that opens our consciousness to a whole new level. Our prime color and sound emanate from the seventh dimensional light prism. When we bring our prime color and codes into the first three chakras, these chakras are brought into another octave and frequency. They can then be permanently unified within the heart chakra of the first triad. You come into a state of love and gratitude for a special vehicle of the human body that you are currently using. You can acknowledge yourself as a Christed being of light that is using a physical body to experience states in matter. This state of consciousness emanates light frequencies of creative light that arise from the element of love. It is imperative that these three chakras be brought into the next octave of functioning, so that you can experience an eighth dimensional consciousness in a physical body. In this transformative octave of light, the three base chakras are also brought into complete and permanent coherence with the Sacred Heart Center as the light energies of these chakras pass through your physical heart chakra, where the knowledge of self is gained. A newer appreciation of you as a soul spirit using a physical body is gained. This knowing of self was what Prime Creator intended for you when your spirit was created. There's an interwoven coherency that forms in the first triad, which can function at a frequency of light and consciousness of the eighth dimension, even though our physical bodies cannot function at that dimension. Our prime color and sound codes that emanate from the light prism continually brings the transformational coherence in the light frequency of the body and to the entire 14 chakra system. The first three chakras are then brought into the Sacred Heart, where the consciousness of the Sacred Heart is permanently seated. It changes the entire first triad, bringing it into a whole different octave of light. This has to be. So the physical consciousness of who we are can be the base of the other four triads. The next point to be made about this is the importance of this exercise. There are many more important things in this exercise because the base triad has been altered by the permanent installation of us in a physical body as soul spirit. It unifies the entire triadic system at that higher level. the other triads, such as the second triad and the third triad and the fourth triad and soon the fifth triad, are in a much different state of consciousness. They function in a much more refined light frequency. So the whole triadic system has to be coherent. The missing piece was the state of consciousness of us and the body and our consciousness of realizing and having an appreciation for the body. We carry so much in the unconscious that we are unaware of what's held in our subconscious. Reclaiming our sovereignty in the body begins to push us outside of our status quo of what we have accepted as going along with the body. For instance, the colors that somebody else picked. We have taken and just accepted them and never questioned them. Even though our higher self knew that we were not in harmony with our own soul essence. That's a big piece of why this teaching exists. Why are we even doing this? It is to establish our soul residence in the body. As a group, what are we being asked to do? We are being asked to create and lay down a new template for the humans coming after us. The status quo cannot work. That's why we are doing these things. It is going to push on our unconscious. It's going to push on our beliefs. We can now stop and say, hey, wait a minute. That's not what I have always been taught. And then think about it different. It's going to push our belief system to its limits. Just because we believe it does not make it so in this present moment. What we are asked to create is a new template for those coming after us. What we believe up to this point today and today, the status quo, cannot stand. That's not what we are asked to do. We must take thought beyond where it has been, take the coherence of the chakra system to a whole different level. The triadic system is an important energetic vehicle because this triadic system is what is going to bring us into an ascension. The triadic system is building an energetic format for what it is to be a human form on earth in a state of matter, but still maintain the consciousness of who we are as soul spirit. That state of consciousness became non-existent when we couldn't access the eighth dimension and the eighth dimensional light template. When we couldn't access that template, we were in big trouble. We were cut off from everything. We didn't have access to anything. We didn't have a state of consciousness available to us to understand our blueprint, even if we had access to it. The fact that we have been given this eighth dimensional aspect is amazing. Since the body can't hold it, it has to remain outside the body in our unified field. At present, I see the crystalline sacred heart outside in the field of my light body and in the sacred heart of my light body.
This is why they gave us access to the eighth dimensional crystalline sacred heart. Our soul star is able to hold these dynamic frequencies stably as they are drawn from our eighth dimensional field of light that was placed at the edge of our unified field. Every single thing that we now think, feel, say, and do is influenced by these energetics. Let me say that one more time, because that's really important that we understand this. Every single thing that we do, that we think, that we feel, what we say is influenced by these eighth dimensional energetics. It's only been 7 months since we were given any access to the eighth dimensional frequencies. And it has taken these 7 months to begin influencing our physical body. And now we are beginning to the process of alchemizing these frequencies within our physicality. The influence of the eighth dimensional frequencies has moved us to an entirely different level of consciousness. That's why we are able to do this now, because we have access to a higher expression of our soul and also our spirit.
Eighth dimensional access is an amazing gift, as it now influences all aspects of us. We are continually upgrading the frequency of the body. We can now begin to bring the consciousness of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions into the body. All of these activations and upgrades assist us in creating and holding the fifth dimensional body frequency. This is really amazing to me. It has taken us 8 years since 2016 conference to begin to fully understand what it means to hold a fifth dimensional frequency in our bodies. At that time, we thought we were in fifth dimension and that was not a problem. And now, look what has transpired since then. We can now upgrade the octave in the body because we have the influence of the eighth dimension held in our personal template, dimensional crystalline heart and soul star. The sixth and seventh dimensional light templates encompass electrical and magnetic fields of the body and the earth. It was a big thing that this process got anchored in the earth star permanently, because that engages the 12th dimensional elementals to upgrade the earth to support us in this evolvement. As we evolve, the earth is also evolving, which creates a whole different electromagnetic field, not just the sixth and seventh dimensions, but now there is the addition of that eighth dimensional light template that supports us. It influences the earth, but we have to establish it within us first. And that's what we are doing. We are going from our first, second, and third chakras, our base chakra in the body. We're going all the way up to the apex of the fourth triad. That's a big jump. You have to stay conscious through that. It's a big jump for those base chakras as they are brought into the heart chakra, anchoring the earth star, and then jumping up to the apex of the fourth triad. That's a huge jump in consciousness and energetics. It's no small feat in and of itself. So now we are ready to take the next step in increasing our light frequency and state of an awakened consciousness. Take a deep breath. Be in the present moment. Be aware of yourself surrounded by the eighth dimensional aspect of your sacred crystalline heart chakra. Take another breath. We'll now facilitate the part of our session. When she is finished, our meeting will be closed. Milena, I'll turn it over to you to lead us in our next upgrade that will enhance our light frequency.
So everyone be comfortable. Take a deep breath. And let's take the next step on our ascension journey. So as the soul spirit that you are, with your unique and individualized awareness, place yourself in the single seat in the center floor area of our magnificent temple of light. This is your personal journey, and you are the only one present. Consciously set your intention to receive the expanded and upgraded frequencies we will bring in today with ease and grace. See your toroidal field of light radiating with your unique and specialized color codes surrounding you and filling the space. Take a breath. Our beautiful temple of light begins spinning around you, creating a spiraling vortex. Feel the frequencies increasing with each revolution as it spins and spins. As the momentum increases, the temple disappears and is transformed into particles of brilliant, radiant light. Place your awareness on the eighth dimensional aspect of your sacred crystalline diamond heart center, sitting in front of and around you. At the same time, place your attention on your sacred heart center, including your heart chakra that is held within your physicality. From your personal eighth dimensional luminous field of light, call forth your primary color and sound codes into your eighth dimensional sacred crystalline heart. With this next step, you will be permanently expanding and reconfiguring the entirety of your beautiful crystalline sacred heart center. Take another breath. Allow those eighth dimensional light and sound codes to begin to spiral outward, entering and then filling the entire sacred heart center within your physicality as it swirls and spirals. as the light and sound codes spiral into and through your physical heart center, allow the spiral to flow back to the eighth dimensional aspect of your sacred heart, creating an infinity loop as it spirals back and forth, becoming permanently entangled for the duration of this incarnation. As this spiraling flow continues, the frequency of your radiant primary color codes and your personal sound codes are increasing to new and never before experienced levels. Your primary color code, as it is drawn into your eighth dimensional sacred heart, is now being infused with the luminosity of your eighth dimensional field of light. This infusion raises the frequency and the vibrational rate of your primary color code. Your eighth dimensional luminous field of light holds at the soul spirit level your personal and unique to you amplified light codes, light language, frequencies, and hypergeometries. Again, these are specific to you. But that eighth dimensional luminous field of light is also so much more. This beautiful luminous field of rarefied light is a highly refined state of consciousness that you left in that eighth dimensional time lock for safekeeping. It is accessible now only through the state of consciousness that is held in the higher iterations of your soul spirit. Take a breath. These are very powerful energetics. This process and this series of transmissions are designed to raise your state of consciousness and the frequencies of your physicality to not only hold more of your soul spirit, but to offer to open communication channels that were lost long, long ago. Now, as your luminous primary color codes fill your sacred heart center, this allows your primary sound code to be elevated now to a new and higher octave. This new octave will assist in harmonizing the ever-increasing light and codes you are now capable of receiving and utilizing. We will sit quietly for just a moment in these new waves of frequencies as the spiral interweave both aspects of your sacred heart centers so they can begin to function in a coherent, unified state. We will now bring the newly enhanced color and sound codes through all of our systems, physical and non-physical. We are forever altering our physicality and our entire unified field. Take another breath. As you are receiving these extremely high frequency light codes, these changes are massive. Allow the luminous color filled codes and the new higher refined octave held in the stream of light to fill your entire sacred heart center, including the heart chakra. See your heart chakra spin and spin as it is filled with these luminous frequencies of light and sound that represents your unique energy signature as the soul spirit that you are. Now allow your physical heart to receive these magnificent codes of color and sound. In this moment, know yourself in your full sovereignty, operating within the frequency of your original divine blueprints. Your entire unified field is recalibrating to the frequencies of the enhanced luminous color codes and the new octave of your sound code as you bring them through each energy center and triad. Visualize your light-filled stream of color as that liquid crystalline plasma that has increased in its radiance over these past few weeks. From your sacred heart center and heart chakra, allow your enhanced primary color and sound codes to spiral down into your third chakra, filling it completely as these codes are permanently seated. See this energy center extending in front of you and behind you, connecting you to your etheric light bodies. Watch this chakra spin like a gyroscope within the core of you. The spin increases in velocity as it is infused with your enhanced, beautiful, luminous color of light and sound frequencies. With your intention, the power of transformation becomes the base energetic of this revitalized energy center. Take a breath. Next, allow your primary color code to flow into your second chakra, filling it completely as it becomes permanently anchored. As this energy center fills with your enhanced radiant color and sound codes, watch it spin like that gyroscope, spinning faster and faster. This energy center extends in front of you and behind you, connecting you to your etheric bodies. Set your intention for this energy center to hold the power of discernment and choice, bringing a new creative aspect to all of your creations. And breathe. Continuing, allow the light of your luminous color codes to flow into your root chakra. As this chakra continues to fill, it spins and spins like a gyroscope, increasing in momentum as your color and sound codes are permanently anchored. This energy center also extends in front of and behind you, connecting you to your etheric light bodies. Your light bodies are also infused through these chakras with the upgraded light and sound frequencies. They too are permanently enhanced, interchange with your attention each time you do this process. Let us set the power of this energy center to courage and support in all things that you do. Let's also create the intention for this energy center to stably ground for your body the energetics that you are currently receiving and for all future iterations. And allow your luminous primary color code to continue the flow into your legs, down into your feet, and into your toes. As your luminous color of liquid crystalline plasma continues to spiral into your Earth star, which is also known as the daughter of the Earth, your primary color and sound codes are anchored here permanently. These codes assist in raising the vibration of your Earth star chakra and increases your connection to Mother Earth. Your Earth star also serves as a powerful grounding point for your entire chakra system and will help you to ground into and hold the present moment. From the perspective of your Earth star, see your first triad increasing in velocity as it spins and spins in coherence with your heart chakra. As the spin continues, your enhanced luminous primary color and sound codes are raising the frequencies of each of these three chakras. The increase in velocity creates compression in the entire triad. Take another breath. From the Earth star, the coded frequency of light from your primary color spirals and blends into your toroidal field, where it is picked up and carried upward to the apex of your fourth triad. This is the 11th chakra, which holds the complete, undifferentiated love and light of Source. With the changes you are implementing, you will be able to access and draw a higher iteration of the undifferentiated love and light from the all that is. The flow continues to spiral into your central column and into the 10th chakra. With the frequency enhancements, the magnetics held in this energy center will begin to impact your magnetic field, creating changes in the body and also in your creative process. The 10th chakra also provides access to a higher, a more refined level of the mind of Source. Continue the spiral now to the 9th chakra. This energy center is about the consciousness of the Sacred Heart. It is now expanding to a new level with the frequency enhancements of our color and sound codes, the entanglement of the 8th dimensional Sacred Heart, and the influence of your 8th dimensional field of light. the velocity of the spin of the fourth triad now increases to new levels. The fourth triad is about unity consciousness. Our understanding of unity consciousness will change dramatically with the increase in frequencies we now hold. We will have access to higher and higher aspects of our soul spirit, as well as the higher realms, all of which will impact our perspective about everything we encounter and experience. As the fourth triad spins and spins, let's continue the flow of the spiral into the third triad, which is being infused with your upgraded primary color and sound codes as it enters the eighth chakra. The eighth chakra is another aspect of the universal mind. It is here that your divine image is held within your soul spirit, with the wisdom and the knowledge that you have gained from all of your experiences in the creative realm. From the eighth energy center, your brilliant color of light flows into your magnificent and radiating sacred soul star. Your soul star is a spinning vortex of pure light that holds your state of consciousness. This is where your soul spirit can interface and communicate with the true essence of who you are, with the physical being you are. Held here is your blueprint for this incarnation, and that includes your prime directive, which was seated here for you to access as you consciously began your ascension journey. Your soul star is your gateway to transcend to the highest realms. The Sanskrit name for the soul star is Sutara, which translates to holy star, the doorway of enlightenment and ascension. And take a deep breath. Now move your attention point to the base of your skull, where the Alta Major Center, the medulla oblongata, is located. Place that beautiful golden chalice at the base of your skull. Allow it to fill with the enhanced crystalline plasmic light of your color and sound codes as it is drawn from your magnificent soul star. Once the chalice is full, the high frequency codes contained in your stream of color and sound are drawn up into your medulla. And with the brilliant flash of light, angles up through your head to your pineal gland, increasing its vibration as it is bathed in these new frequencies. As that flow continues, place your attention again on the third triad. Allow the color and sound frequencies to continue to spiral downward. Observe the magenta thousand petal crystalline lotus as the crystalline plastic color and sound codes penetrate and pass through the lotus at your crown chakra, the seventh energy center. Observe the increase in the velocity of the spin of the entire third triad. With the enhanced codes of the plasma-infused color, notice the brilliance of the flame that is held within the lotus as the flow continues into the second triad. See your pineal gland vibrate and spin with the expanded sound and color codes as the entire second triad is filled. Observe the sixth chakra as it opens your spiritual vision more fully and is becoming multifaceted. This is also occurring with the seed crystals and the 8-8 infinity template. Many layers will begin to open for you, and much that has been hidden or forgotten will be revealed as you continue to expand your state of consciousness. Watch the second triad as it spins and spins and is continually infused with a liquid crystalline color that is you. Allow the stream of color to flow into your entire skull, throughout all parts of your brain, through all of the neural pathways, into and around your eyes, into your cheekbones, your ears, around your mouth and your chin. As the flow continues to move into your neck, pay close attention to your throat chakra as it fills with the enhanced plasmic color codes. Allow the new octave to permanently seat within the fifth energy center, raising your spiritual voice and expression to the highest levels possible. around that chakra to spin and spin. Your specific and unique sound codes will now activate the new octave throughout your entire unified field and in your physical body. Notice if you can feel the vibration as your unique harmonic reverberates throughout every aspect of your being. Understand that you are permanently anchoring your very unique and specific sound codes into all that you are. And breathe. Continuing, bring the color stream down into your upper body, allowing it to flow across your shoulders, into your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, into your hands, into each finger, and out of the chakras in the palms of your hands. Return your attention to your chest area as the new frequencies of color and sound continues to flow down your central column and expand into every aspect of your upper body, filling all of your organs, your blood, stream, and your central nervous system. Leading the flow, the stream of color flows back into your now expanded sacred heart center, down your back and down your spine, filling your abdomen. As it moves again from your heart chakra through the first triad, infusing the first three chakras with even more light. Continue the flow, returning to the Earth Star, where the cycle begins again, as the beautiful, magnificent color flows into your toroidal field and back to the fourth triad. Observe your entire unified field and light bodies enveloped with the brilliance of the crystalline light frequency of your unique signature color and sound codes. As you continue using this process, it will assist you in further establishing and understanding your sovereignty as a body, as a soul, and as a spirit. You are also creating and setting in place a new template, not only for yourself to operate within for the duration of your time in this body on the earth plane, but for all humanity to follow in the future. This is a major aspect of the prime directive for our Ascending Masters of Light collective. And another breath. With this upgraded process, you have again implemented massive changes in your unified field, which will result in massive changes in your physical, mental, and emotional bodies. So take care of yourself over these next 3 weeks as you integrate and acclimate these heightened levels of light and frequencies, returning to this process frequently. Let us close this session with being in appreciation for all you are becoming and have accomplished on this amazing journey home. Blessings.